Bless Am Yisrael, protect Am Yisrael. Send for Ashlamah to the sick and injured. Bring, protect the soldiers and bring the captives home. And most important, Eliyahu Navi Mashiach today, Bezat Hashem. 6:35 Tefillah, 6:15 class, Bezat Hashem. The last thing that we touched on is Ta'anit Esther. And like this year, this Ta'anit Esther is actually going to be on Thursday, all because Purim falls on a Saturday night. Now everybody needs to make an effort to participate in Ta'anit Esther. Men from 13, girls from 12. Someone Chas v'Shalom who is ill. Someone who is old and can't do it. So he is going to be pato. Also, women who are pregnant or they're suffering. You know, they may be in the first three months of pregnancy where they're having, stomach issues. You know,
salt their rabbis.
They have, they're throwing up, whatever, huh? Morning sickness, stuff like that, right? Or Chas v'Shalom, a woman who just gave birth, or someone who miscarried. Also, with regards to Hatan and Kala, he says, with this fast, unlike the other fast, like Ta'asiri B'Tevet and Tisha B'Av and Shvasa B'Tamuz, they're going to be obligated to fast. Why? Because Hatan himself says, "Im lo alet Yerushalayim aroshim hatif," I'm not going to remember Yerushalayim, put it on top of my simha. Where Simha Ta'anit Esther is really the Ta'anit is Zecher to the miracle that Am Yisrael had in Persia with the whole Purim story, and where they learned that from Moshe. So over here they're going to be Makal Hatan Vekala. Same thing with the Sandak or the Mohel are not going to be obligated. And with other fasts. You know, the RCC here is going to tell the pizza place or the restaurant to close for the Shvasa B'Tamuz or Tisha B'Av. Where on Ta'anit Esther, they're not going to tell them to close because other people are buying food, whether it's for kids or stuff like that. They're buying food. Tisku l'mitzvot rabbi Hanan megash omer atzal gadosh posh kod Yisrael lefikachir b'anot ha-mitzvot. Shenema, ma'ah, hafez, ma'ah, sikog, yitrav, yadir.